You're listening to SBS News.
The seat of Banks is one of the country's most culturally diverse and one of Australia's most marginal seats, held by the Liberal National Party on a margin of 1.4%. According to the latest census, the seat in Sydney Southwest is home to just over 155,000 people, with around 44% born overseas. It was a safe Australian Labor Party seat for 40 years until 2013, when the seat was won by Liberal candidate and now Minister for Immigration, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs, David Coleman. SBS met some of those who will be voting in Banks at the next federal election and asked them what they think about Australian migration policy.
This is the dilemma. We need the people, but not where they want to live. Sydney and Melbourne are just too crowded, and yet it's really quite difficult here to get people to move across. I mean, Whitlam tried it in his city's program of getting people across the mountains, but the population of Bathurst, etc., hasn't changed all that much.
That's Julian. He's a retired school principal who has lived in the electorate since 1953. A swinging voter, he welcomes any government moves that would encourage migrants into regional areas. Pauline is a financial advisor with a young family who migrated to Australia from China when she was a student. She wants the government to do more to keep up with population growth.
Well, the population could cause concerns about, our housing affordability and our transport issues. But to me, I think this pushes government to think more about a good plan for the city, the city plans, the plan for the infrastructure.
Pauline is part of the electorate's largest overseas-born community from China, which makes up 11% of the electorate, followed by migrants from Nepal, Hong Kong, Vietnam and New Zealand. The electorate is also home to many people whose parents were born in Lebanon, Greece and other parts of Europe. Italian-Austrian couple Isabella and Engelbert came to Australia from Europe in the 1960s with a plan to stay in the country for a couple of years. 50 years later, they're still here with children and grandchildren and have been following the country's migration policies ever since.
I don't mind personally that it has become busier. The parking and traffic, that's the worst thing.
Yeah, the infrastructure.
Yeah.
If they want to more people to come to Australia, they have first to put the infrastructure.
They don't do these big jobs.
They wouldn't be able to do it today.
They used to talk about the airport with Whitlam. That was in 72. And I said to her, don't worry where they build it. We won't be using it because we will be dead for when it's ready.
From the former Soviet Union, Natalia migrated to Australia with a family as a 16-year-old. A survivor of domestic violence, she volunteers for a number of not-for-profit organisations at the same time as raising her three children with her current partner. She supports a stronger push by the government for more visas requiring migrants to spend a longer amount of time in regional areas. Natalia says a friend of hers who runs a restaurant in a regional area is having problems retaining new migrant staff, who she says tend to leave for the big cities as soon as they're trained.
For her, she needs that security that I at least have the person for 3 years. Why 3 years? Because it takes about 11 months just to train them to work independently. So as soon as the person trained, bam, they're taken off. And she is struggling to sustain her business. And she said a lot of other businesses that she's aware of around in their small town are going through the same.
Julia, whose parents were migrants from Latvia and Germany, has lived in the area her entire life. Julia is a carer for her mother and also attends board meetings for a domestic violence group. She thinks it's a myth that migration causes congestion and overcrowding.
Put money into infrastructure. Migration and, accepting refugees, that's been literally the backbone of Australian society. We are literally a nation of boat people. To actually turn around and say this is not what we want for Australia is just ridiculous.
Hardeep is a retired clinical nurse born in India. She moved from the United Kingdom to Australia in 1984 and has lived in the seat of banks ever since. She says since she migrated to Australia, the local area has changed considerably, with many more people now living in the area and high-rise apartment blocks emerging. She says she understands why migrants from Asia in particular find Australia a good country to move to.
Asian countries are economically, they're not, they try to come, they want to come to abroad for some more career, for more education, or give better life to their own family. Perhaps it is appropriate. But it's all government decisions.
Bennett is an analyst for a top financial institution in the city, and he lives with his family in a unit. His family is originally from Hong Kong. While he understands the need for regional migration, he believes most of the young migrants he knows would not find that an attractive option.
Kind of say, hey, I want to move these guys out to the regional towns. It's just like, I don't think they would be too happy with that. So at the same time, I understand that, you know, the cities are getting really crowded and we're trying to move people out, but I don't think that that is the best way to do that.
What do you think about Australian politics? Have your say by sending a 30 to 60 second video to Australia Street. That's one word, Australia Street at sbs.com.au, with your name and electorate. We will post a selection of your videos on the SBS News website. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.